Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. AI art, is it okay? Today on Advanced. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another Advanced Studio Classroom. Today, you're joining my co-host Garrett and I, my name is Simon, in the studio for the third part of our August Newsworthy Clips. Newsworthy Clips, of course, are short, news-like, kind of current events, topics that are meant to introduce you to not necessarily news. You shouldn't be looking to us as your main source of news, but news-like stuff. So you're going to be seeing all kinds of vocabulary and topics through the course of the Newsworthy Clips that are not the kinds of things you normally see in an English textbook. That's the idea. And today we are talking about the subject, the sensitive subject of AI art. Garrett, you are a big fan of AI art. It's your hobby.
I think I have mixed opinions on it, but I have had fun in how I've been able to use it to help myself.
There are weird things about it, though, right? It's not really the same thing as human art.
Correct.
It's kind of a fun thing. I tend to think of it as being a little bit like a light bright. Do you remember what light brights were?
That sounds very familiar.
There were these toys. It was basically a box with a black paper cover, and you pushed these little plastic pegs of different colors into these holes, and they lit up. So it created kind of a glow-in-the-dark picture.
I don't know.
You could do your own pictures, but I mean, it wasn't, you know, we're not talking about Mona Lisa here. We're talking about like kid art that kids could do. Your AI art reminds me of that.
Thank you.
Not that it's not beautiful, just that there's always a few little weird elements to it that make it not quite a Mona Lisa.
Yeah, I feel like this has transformed over the last few years from in that like first year or two. I think anyone who had exposure to this could attest to kind of the weird stuff, especially with like human hands that would go on where these tools just couldn't figure things out. And it's a lot better now, but it's still, there's just something off.
Yeah. There's a few reasons though that the issue of AI art is sensitive, that it's a sensitive subject, right? One of them, of course, is that AI learns how to do things by basically, I don't necessarily want to say copying, but making reference to, referring to other people's work. And this has been an issue not only in the world of art, but throughout all of the creative things, right? Like movie script writers have had issues about this. People who appear as actors in movies and, you know, the movie studio then claims to own their image and creates fake versions of them as extras later, things like that. There's been lots of debate about all kinds of things where something people have created has become the basis of something AI is doing.
Yeah, I would say another element of this is that people view kind of the creative arts and what's produced very differently than other things. People don't view them as simply creating something for its functionality, but that there's something intrinsically important about whatever that artist created beyond just what it's able to accomplish for maybe some, I guess, economic function.
Mm. Nonetheless, that's what we're going to be discussing today, listeners. We have today a reader, Campbell. He's going to do this reading for us. Mm-hmm. So if you have your magazine, I would encourage you to open it up. That's your August magazine, of course. Join us as we do this first reading. If you don't have your magazine, consider getting one. It's helpful both for your learning and an easy way to support us here at Advanced Radio. So without any more waiting, let's pass it over to Campbell and have him read the first part of this lesson for us.
The sensitive subject of AI art. One of generative AI's earliest applications remains among its most controversial, AI art. Its proponents celebrate the chance to create the images in their head, no time or traditional skills necessary. Its critics argue that AI images lack the soul of human-made art, steal the work of other artists without permission, and take opportunities away from working artists. AI-generated art often draws ridicule across social media, but there are internet forums where AI art enthusiasts can celebrate their passion, free of ridicule, or at least know that there will be people in their corner to back them up. On the sister subreddits, r/defending AI art and r/AI wars, AI art lovers are encouraged to post freely about their controversial hobby. Though the two subreddits espouse similar philosophies on AI art, r/AI wars encourages debate between the tech's supporters and its critics. Meanwhile, r/defending AI art flat out bans debate.
Thank you so much, Campbell, for that. Okay, the first term here in the first sentence that I think is worth discussing, Garrett, is generative. Mm-hmm. So it says one of generative AI's earliest applications. So we've been talking about AI a lot this month.
Right.
Including a couple of days ago where we were talking about different ways that you can train AI models. But when we say generative AI, what do we mean?
So it's able to generate something or create something based on the prompts that you give it and also all of the backlog of data and materials that it already has.
Yeah. So it's basically taking your prompt, your request, your description, right? And then it's making reference to existing art. This is one of the reasons it had trouble with hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So very famously, there are a lot more pictures of faces out there than there are of hands. People don't take too many pictures of hands. And so AI was much less adept or skilled at generating images of hands than it was at generating images of faces. And so this is sort of the issue that is going on. It tells us that the application remains among the most controversial things AI does, that is specifically AI art. Now, there are people here who like it. They're called proponents here.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they celebrate?
Yeah, proponent is someone who promotes something or they are for it. They celebrate the chance to create the images in their head. No time or traditional skills necessary. I would say those are the two biggest maybe benefits of this. It's really quick and you don't have to be a very good artist to make it.
Yeah. Some people just cannot draw very well.
Yeah, I'm not great at it.
Doesn't matter how long they practice for, how many classes they take, they're, you know, still drawing a weird horse. Horses are hard to draw.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. So you mentioned earlier that I have delved into this. And I'll have to say this, I'm not selling any of my artwork. I have made a lot of computer desktop backgrounds. And I've created kind of my own style that I really enjoy. And one of the images that I really love does have a horse in it. It took me months to realize, though, the horse has five legs.
Oh, well done. Well done.
It was kind of hidden, yeah.
So imagine what it would have looked like if you tried to draw it.
Exactly.
Yeah, by hand.
It would have had four legs, but it would have looked far worse.
Yeah, you can see some, you know, I don't know. There's AI renderings of kid drawings.
Those are great.
You know, that are really funny out there. Nonetheless, I guess typically when you want to become an artist, particularly sort of a master level artist, and by that I mean like someone who is able to sell their work or earn a living doing it, right? They have to have developed, you know, not only ideas, but the skill to bring those ideas into the real world. Everybody has ideas, right? Interesting ideas. But we often don't have the ability to make it a real picture. And that's what basically the shortcut that AI gives you. You tell it what you want and it creates something sort of like you are describing.
Mm-hmm.
It's never quite exactly what you were thinking.
Yeah.
But sort of like it. A good rendering. Okay. Nonetheless, though, critics, so that was proponents, people who are in favor. The critics argue that AI images lack the soul of human-made art and they steal the work of other artists without permission. and take opportunities away from working artists. There's actually three arguments there. One, they steal the soul.
Mm-hmm.
What are they talking about? Art is not a living thing with a soul.
Yeah, I think the main thing here would be the idea that a real artist puts a lot of time, energy, and thought into something, whereas these AI images are just kind of hastily done. There's not a lot of attention to detail.
Yeah, I think more to the point, I never learned this when I was in an art class, but when I was in teacher's college, I took a class on how to teach art that was very informative for me. Like I learned for the first time that art communicates ideas in specific ways.
Yeah.
And there's kind of techniques that artists can use to do this.
Yeah.
The problem with AI doing it, it's not entirely clear that it's not just giving you a picture. Mm-hmm. Like it may not be communicating a coherent idea in the same way a human artist would. So it's not expressing what the artist wants to say in the same way. That's what I think of when I read that it has sort of stolen the soul from it. What was the other criticism there?
It steals the work of other artists. In this way, I think on the face of it, it sounds like it's just copying other pieces of art directly. But that's not really true. It's just referencing other art, and especially without the specific permission of those artists.
That said, you can ask it to do something in the style of a specific person, right?
Yes.
And so that, I suppose, feeds into the third complaint, that it's taking work away from those artists. So, you know, presumably, if you had an idea, you could talk to an artist and say, hey, can you make me this in your style? And then you would pay them, mm-hmm. and then they would produce it for you. Here, you're able to generate something that's good enough, if not perfect, without ever paying that artist. So you're basically making... I mean, art is already famous as one of those jobs that is not a high-earning field for most people, but you're making it even harder for people to support themselves then. That seems to be the argument. It goes on to say AI-generated art often draws ridicule across social media, so people make fun of it. That's what ridicule is, right? They criticize it and say negative things about it.
Right. That is true.
But there are supporters. Mm-hmm. Internet forums where AI art enthusiasts can celebrate their passion free of ridicule without being made fun of. Or at least they can know that there will be people in their corner to back them up. Okay, now we're getting into Reddit, the webpage Reddit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just as, you know, a note of clarification, listeners, if you have not been on the website Reddit, it's basically a discussion board where you can post things and comment on things. But they're organized into different themes called subreddits. That's actually a word we see here. And each subreddit begins with r/ and then the name of the subreddit. So you're going to see this r/ thing throughout this next session. It's just referring to the subsection of Reddit under that name that has these kinds of entries, right?
Yeah, and each of these can be significantly different with their own rules and people in charge of them. So okay. They might each work pretty differently.
Now, they call two of these subreddits here sister subreddits. They're not really sisters. There's no relation. They're just forums. I guess the idea just being they are related in topic,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so we're introduced to the two. What are the two sister subreddits?
All right, one is called Defending AI Art, and the other one is called AI Wars, and AI art lovers are encouraged to post freely about their controversial hobby.
Okay, so AI art lovers, they're putting their pictures up,
mm-hmm.
and people are like tearing them apart. Your horse has five legs, you know, that kind of thing. Or they're saying very positive things like, what a delightfully creative five-legged horse. Have I got that right? You've actually been on these subreddits, right?
I looked at one of them in preparation for this. I'm not an active participant or anything.
Okay. So it tells us that though the two subreddits espouse similar philosophies, now espouse basically means express, right?
Yeah, espouse. They hold a certain belief or kind of are proponents of it.
Okay. So they hold these similar philosophies or views of AI art, which is broadly positive. Like, this is something that's worth looking at and discussing. That's the idea.
Yeah, somewhat based on my experience browsing them. I don't know if that's totally true of AI wars, as we'll get into a little further.
Yeah, one of them
on
seems
here.
Like they're fighting about it. The other one seems like they're just loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah? You can sort of tell which one's which from the names,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. So the first one we're introduced to here is r/AI Wars, which encourages debate between the tech supporters and critics. So that's the one where people are going to be arguing.
Yeah, based on a brief browsing of it, it seemed the posts I saw were largely negative. They were not proponents of AI art, but that might not be fully true.
Okay. Meanwhile, the other one, r/Defending AI Art, flat out bans debate. So flat out means completely bans debate. Basically, you're not allowed to say anything negative or get into very involved discussions.
Yeah. How does that happen on that web page or that subreddit? Well, there are people called moderators that control and kind of police this specific part of the internet. And so if you are trying to debate it, whatever you post will just be removed.
And that, Garrett, brings us to our second reading. Let's grab our magazines and do that second reading together now.
One of the latter subreddit's pinned posts is a compendium of court cases where AI copyright claims were dismissed. Another is an infographic arguing that AI art isn't copying the work of other artists. Training an AI off the work of another artist, it says, is like looking at someone's finished work and learning. Every comment section is entirely free of argument. For that, Redditors are redirected to r/AI Wars, where debate reigns supreme. On r/AI Wars, posts are designed to be picked apart and argued into oblivion. There are examples of AI clearly plagiarizing copyrighted works, like generating an image of Sonic when asked for a Blue Hedgehog video game character. And there are real-world legal and moral dilemmas, like the ethics of a vendor being banned from a convention for selling AI-generated artwork. While comment sections on some social media platforms have been dominated by AI's critics, r/AI Wars user base seems to be closer to a 50-50 split. That might make sense. Reddit has always been a place for niche fandoms and communities to connect. And in the age of AI, that includes the folks who love to fight about it.
Okay, thank you, Campbell, for that reading. If we look back at the beginning of Campbell's reading there, it says, one of the latter subreddit's pinned posts. So first of all, a pinned post, that basically means it's permanently located at the top of the discussion forum, right?
As long as it remains pinned. So whoever's in charge of the subreddit can pin some of those posts so they're easily accessible.
Basically, it's probably a post that is either very significant to understanding what's going on the forum, or it's very popular.
Right.
Right. Okay. So this pinned post comes from the latter of the two subreddits. Now we have two words here, former and latter, right? The former means the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The latter means the last one.
Yep.
So this would be from r/Defending AI Art,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's the second one they mention. So one of the pinned posts on r/Defending AI Art is a compendium, a collection.
A collection, a list of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Of court cases where AI copyright claims were dismissed. Very quickly, what is the AI copyright claim? Is that a person claiming the AI has stolen from them? Or the AI company claiming a person has stolen something from the AI company?
I would imagine it is an artist claiming that either maybe the AI company or whoever is trying to generate something is stealing from their work.
Okay, so these, basically this list is arguing that if you use an AI to create something, you own that thing.
Yeah.
The artist who created that style does not own your work or have a claim to your work just because it's in a similar style.
Yep, and they can prove that through this series of court cases.
Okay. Another, now when they say another here, I assume they are saying another pinned post, is an infographic, which basically means like an illustrated picture that displays information.
Yeah.
In a graphical kind of way that argues that AI art isn't copying the work of other artists. Instead, it has a different claim. So what are they claiming?
They say that training an AI off the work of another artist, it says, is like looking at someone's finished work and learning. Every comment section is entirely free of argument. That is on this subreddit.
Now, we have one host who appears on the show here who studied art history in university, and I think that's kind of a similar process. They work their way through the history of art and learn about different styles and techniques and ways of communicating through the art, different artists and the kinds of things they did, and presumably that is the same thing the AI has done. So if an artist looks through the history of art and they figure out which kind of style they want to use and then they take elements of that style to create something new, you would say the artist owns that piece of art. And this forum is basically arguing that the AI can do the same thing.
Yeah, and this is essentially the process I have gone through to make my AI art for my desktop backgrounds. There is a specific kind of period of art in the history of art that I really enjoy. I've asked it to reference that kind of style, but then I give it new elements to play with, and it kind of combines things.
Okay, so now it goes on to say that in r/defendingAIart, every comment section is entirely free of argument. So nobody is arguing with these ideas here. If you want to argue, they suggest, they redirect you to r/AIWars, where the debate is encouraged.
Yeah, it reigns supreme. That's the most important thing there. On AI Wars, posts are designed to be picked apart and argued into oblivion.
Argued until there is nothing left. They're completely torn apart. Oh, that's what oblivion means. There are examples of AI clearly plagiarizing copyrighted works, like generating an image of Sonic when asked for a Blue Hedgehog video game character. I wonder who owns Sonic.
Probably a Japanese company, I think. My experience with this is that these AI companies are probably getting better at preventing this. Hmm. I've had it stop me when I've tried to make certain copyrighted figures from movies.
Mm. I'm not helping you do that. That's what it says.
Yeah, essentially. And maybe there are tricky ways people find to get around that. Obviously, here in this case, they're not directly asking for that thing, but mm-hmm. they've found a workaround. But I think that's getting harder and harder to do.
Okay. AI Wars also has real-world legal and moral dilemmas. So legal dilemmas, basically dilemmas are problems, conflicts. These can be legal, as in within the law, or moral, meaning within ethics, whether or not it's right or wrong, even if it's not illegal. It gives an example here, like ethics of a vendor being banned from a convention for selling AI-generated artwork. So a vendor would be sort of a business that's trying mm-hmm. to sell something at the convention because they are not supposed to be selling AI-generated artwork. Ooh, let's fight about it.
Yeah.
They certainly will on AI Wars.
Is that right or wrong?
Yeah. Okay. While comment sections on some social media platforms have been dominated by AI's critics, this is not so much true on AI Wars. It tells us that the user base here, meaning the people who use this subreddit, are a bit different. What's it tell us about them?
It says that it seems to be closer to a 50-50 split. This would mean that 50% of people are proponents of AI art, while 50% are against it. They're critics. Like I said earlier, my brief experience with the subreddit didn't seem to be quite that even, but maybe with more exposure, it would be.
Now, which one did you go on again?
It was this one, AI Wars.
And you thought it was mostly anti?
Yeah, based on the few posts and comment sections that I saw.
Things shift over time, though,
yeah.
Right? So, hard to say. Nonetheless, it says this might make sense. Reddit has always been a place for... I'm going to say this word differently than Campbell. And usually, listeners, I say you should listen to the reader because they tend to double-check pronunciations, whereas Garrett and I just say it the way we grew up saying it. But I'm going to stick with my pronunciation here, niche fandom.
Niche fandoms. The word niche comes from French. That's why that's the way we pronounce it. You will find a few Americans that pronounce it the way Campbell did. I would say niche is the more common pronunciation.
Campbell said niche.
Mm-hmm.
That is clearly a legitimate pronunciation, though.
Sure.
I mean, you said fewer Americans, but it's not a tiny number.
Sure.
It's not like three Americans in Kentucky say no. Niche, right? I mean, it's large sections of the country. So niche fandoms, basically a niche, of course, is a small specialized group. In this case, they're fans of something. Or communities to connect. So in this case, you'd have fans of AI art connecting with critics of AI art or something like that. And in the age of AI, that includes the folks who love to fight about it. So what do you think, Garrett? AI art, okay, not okay?
I think the debate is out there. I think it's an interesting conversation to have. I think it should certainly be allowed. You should be allowed to make it. Should you be allowed to sell it? What are the rules supposed to be around there? I would say there are people who know a lot more than I do who are having that conversation.
We're going to find out soon enough, right? This is developing very quickly. So yeah. We're going to start seeing rules come down at some point here.
Yeah, I would say the one other thing from our lesson today, if you are curious about what the English world is saying online, Reddit could be a really interesting place to go, especially if you're really interested in certain hobbies and even language learning. Mm-hmm. I have learned a lot from it. Of course, there are also some really weird corners of that website as well.
So, you know, as always, when dealing with the internet, use caution.
Yeah.
Reddit can be a wild place.
That's for sure.
But it definitely does give you a glance into what is happening in the English world. Okay, listeners, thank you so much for joining us for our newsworthy clips for the month of August. We are now done with those clips until next month, but of course, we will have more advanced for you throughout the course of this month. Join us again for that. Until then, I'm Simon.
I'm Garrett.
Saying goodbye for now.
Goodbye.